We got our first look at Bach, as I said, and I love his hair. I just got to say, I think it's hilarious. It's like what Evan Hansen wanted to be.
No, Taylor. I'm crying.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay.
Hello, and welcome to episode 109 of Theater Nerds.
I'm your host, Rachel Jones.
And I'm your other host, Taylor Reed. Theater Nerds is a podcast about our obsessions with theater, where we will explore all aspects of theater, musicals, and everything in between.
This podcast is not set up to be a deep dive into technique or theater history, but we're hopeful that no matter if you're an enthusiast like us, or if you've only seen your pollen-covered car's production of Hands on a Hard Body Jr., you'll enjoy this podcast. So cue the orchestra and come nerd out with us.
You got so focused on pollen-covered cars, you paused on Hands on a Hard Body.
Like, I know, and then I was like, let me just put another pause in right after to make amazing. It seem like I was just breathing big. Mm-hmm. Me when I
amazing.
Sing and forget the lyrics.
Amazing. in case you guys didn't know, you can find us on all major podcasts. It's Pilates podcasts. Play Pilates podcast. And of course our new YouTube channel, as we've been saying, our new YouTube channel down below. You can check out the link.
That's right. And you can and you should leave us a star rating and review on Apple and Spotify, because that helps other people out there find our podcast and listen, which is all what we want, so we can have one big happy family and have a live show one day.
Yeah. And there's not enough podcasts in the world, so people need more.
We do. We need more content.
It's true. To find out more about this theater nerd cult, check us out at theaternerdpod.com, where you can also find us on Instagram and Threads at Theater Nerd Pod and on Facebook at Theater Nerd Podcast.
In today's episode, we're discussing March Musical Madness Round 2.
Oh my gosh. Wow, I cannot believe that. I think we can end it there. That's all we need.
Okay, wait, I have something to say before we get mm-hmm. into our buzz and everything else. I would just like to officially dedicate this episode of the podcast to two very specific things. Number one, the wrong cat died on mm-hmm. Instagram. I'm obsessed with you. And also they have a March Madness. Like Happy March Madness post, and it's with all the cats from Cats, and I need you to know what masterpiece. Yeah. And also this
really
is dedicated,
just doing the Lord's work over there.
Do it honestly. And this is also dedicated to that one person who listens to our podcast who works at Broadway World.
It's true. You're out there.
I know you listen, because sometimes mm-hmm. what happens is we'll say something or we'll start doing something, and like not long after, Broadway World will start doing something at a grandiose level because they have money, mm-hmm. marketing dollars, people, full-time staff.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. they are currently voting. They're currently voting on like best musicals. And I'm like, hello? So
well,
could you please just DM us and let us know so mm-hmm. that we don't feel gaslit, because we know you're listening, and we just want to thank you and also be like, let's partner on something.
Yeah. And as we've said, not a sponsor, but Broadway World, if you want to partner up, we're here to help you. And
we're here to help you get likes and subscribe.
Yeah. You can buy this podcast, but we'll still be owners of it, I guess. I don't know. Whatever you want to do.
Buy us out.
Yeah. Buy us out, but we will still own it. We want
no, but seriously, that person, I know you listen. I know you do.
Yeah, I bet her name's Rachel. That's all I just want to say. She saw your name and was like, ooh, that's cool.
That's cool. That's me.
Yeah. Hi, Rachel. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Tay. Sorry. I just really need to get ahead of those.
Rachel wanted to have a therapy session right away.
I needed to say. That's because I've been texting Taylor and DMing him. Yeah. All week.
I will say, I just want to lay out some other facts that are also facts, is that other Broadway channels, there's a YouTuber I follow, Broadway YouTuber, that also is doing March Musical Madness. So I don't know if it's like a just us thing.
It isn't. But also, that person on Broadway World, this is the third or fourth coincidence, and I don't believe it anymore.
Yeah. It's true. It is. And Playbill, though. It's both. It's got to be one or the other. One. Someone's talking to each other.
Someone's listening. Send us an invite to that networking session.
Oh, man. There's lots going on in both of our lives. Things that we may share and things that we probably won't disclose with our Theater Nerd Cult audience.
But we love you. And we're here. We're trying to make it happen.
But we're here doing March Musical Madness round 2. There is, I cannot wait to share the results with Rachel this week.
I'm nervous. And
yeah, the voting, we had to kind of, because of the day we were recording this, for those that voted on our Instagram, if you want to go and vote next week, we will post it on the correct days. But we had to cut day 3 and 4 on one day. So, but people still voted. People still did a great job. Yeah, and people still out there voting. People still out there voting. So we will get to those results un momento. Post haste. But first, we need to do our weekly Broadway, current Broadway news segment. What's the buzz?
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz?
Tell me what's happening. Bees a buzz, as I said. Another song. Our sequel segment. Bees a buzz.
That's for summer only.
Yeah.
But at shh.
Okay, I put this at the top because I'm bursting with news about this.
Screaming, bursting, crying, throwing up emojis.
I'm bursting with thoughts. So Wicked, I was on a break
from
my job today, and I looked at my phone, and I went into Instagram, and bam, there was all these Wicked photos. There was Bach.
Vanity Fair. That article came out.
There was Jonathan Bailey on a horse. There was Jonathan Bailey looking like, in my opinion,
Bridgerton Part 4.
Yeah. Well, that and Prince Eric from Little Mermaid.
That's what I said. Crossover. I need them to meet. I think that would be great.
I will say I love that the Wizard and Madame Morrible are getting big shout outs in these photos.
And also together.
Yeah.
Cute. Ooh.
Wow. Are they
in bed with parents? Each other? No.
Oh, what a plot twist that would be. Rachel, what did you think? This is a Vanity Fair article that came out. I didn't get a chance to read the article because I did not have time, but I will go on back and read it. We'll post in our show notes. I know there was a quote that basically Ariana Grande talked to Mark Platt for 10 years about whether they were going to make a movie or something. And then there was there's a blurb in it that said that Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo did all their singing live on set, which I think is really cool.
Which is amazing.
But only the two of them? Not everyone else did? I'm confused.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, what are your thoughts?
Initially, I was like, whoa, what are these photos? First, I mean, they are great. And then you're like, what? And then you're like, wow. And then you're like, huh.
They're very glam.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it makes me want more. So that's exciting. Mm-hmm. And also to think about, I mean, it's just so funny because it kind of looks like they're posting for a reality TV show is kind of the setup of two worlds diverged. Mm-hmm.
It also feels kind of like the Spring Awakening Gap ad a little bit.
Yes. Yes. I was going to say, it looks like they're posing for something. I don't know if it's for RH house furniture, whatever, yes, but it's for something. Uh-huh. But I
Wicked line.
The wicked brought to you by yeah. Wicked.
And then there can be a now, Wicked bathtub
seeing
with
in Target.
Regina in it.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Restoration Hardware is now going to start selling the Wicked line.
Wicked backsplash, Wicked everything. Oh my gosh, I love this.
But I mean, the costuming is quite interesting. The coloring of the actual photo is interesting as well. It kind of bleeds into what I think the story is going to be. I skimmed the Vanity Fair article. I want to read more of it.
Vanity Fair articles are long.
I think that this is super interesting. I am excited about this being the beginning of the press, right? Like, so we've seen like, if this is where we're starting, we've got a lot, right? Like, because I think that they're teasing us. And what we also got teased with earlier this week was a quote from Kristen Chenoweth saying that, like, people are going to love this movie.
Yeah. And Cynthia Erivo at the Oscars said, someone asked her, like, when are we going to see more? And she said, sooner than you think. So I don't know if this is what she meant or if she meant more footage or something, but
yeah, but it makes, I mean, obviously I'm excited. People who don't know about Wicked are now intrigued, whether that's for positive, negative or negative reasons. Like, at some point, ticket sales are ticket sales, right? Yeah. If you can get them in the door. They're playing a very long game. Like, this is a movie musical that we've waited a long time for, but also, like, it is March. They're planning, they're like, this is like they're running for the presidency. Like, this is how I feel. I'm like, we are months away from seeing this movie.
The same year as the presidency.
Like, I can't even buy a ticket yet for this, release date. And you're out here, like, starting.
That's true. It is really early.
It's
you're super, right.
It feels very early.
Yeah, this should have came out in June. August or September,
yeah,
that is interesting.
It makes me curious about what the long game is going to be here, because you also have to remember they have to sustain audiences for a year over year.
And another thing, they're still just calling it Wicked. It's not Wicked Part One, so
which continues to feed into my theory that the second part is just The Wiz.
Yeah, or The Wiz, I guess. The Wizard of Oz.
Or The Wizard of Oz.
Whatever. I will say the only thing I didn't love was Jonathan Bate. Like, I didn't love Pierre's look. I thought it was just okay. I did think that everyone in the trailer and the world of the trailer looked very whimsical, but then these photos felt different. The costumes felt the same, but I guess everything else felt different. So maybe I think it's just like this is a photo and not like the world that they built. So. Is the difference, but I do love there's a photo of John M. Chu in the middle of the two witches. I don't know if you saw that one, and that one is a really cool photo.
This photo of Jonathan Bailey
on a horse,
it's just when did Fierro ride a horse? So it makes me also intrigued about, No, but it makes me intrigued about what we're going to learn about the architecture and what we're going to learn about, like, the physical space in a way that I don't think we ever have. There is such detail, but tell me this isn't a furniture ad.
Rachel's holding up. It's blurry because of Rachel's background. But I know, I've seen the photo. And Rachel's holding up the photo.
This one specifically with the chair.
Yeah. Rachel's holding up the photo of of Jeff Goldblum as the wizard. Yeah, I love his shoes in that photo. But you're right. You're absolutely right. That could be in a catalog of Pottery Barn.
It almost looks like they're paintings. So I think that that's what's so super interesting. Like, it really, even this one where they're together, like where Glinda and Alfie are together, the only one that looks like a portrait photo is this one. The rest of them really look like paintings in some way, shape, or form, which is intriguing to me.
We got our first look at Bach, as I said, and I love his hair. I just gotta say, I think it's hilarious. It's like what Evan Hansen wanted to be.
No, Taylor. I'm screaming. I'm crying. Oh, man. Oh, God. Okay. Well.
Well, moving on from that. We, obviously, the year of Wicked, we will talk many more.
This is the year of Wicked.
8 months away. It's 8 months away. So.
That's what I'm saying. They're playing the long game. They want us to write them in for the vote.
And, I mean, people are already talking about maybe this could be nominated for Oscars. So, we'll see.
We just had the Oscars. Let's just have a moment.
People are already talking about it. That's all I'm saying. Phantom of the Opera attraction is going to open up at Europa Park in Germany this spring, 2024.
And what will that be like? And will we have to sign a consent waiver where someone is physically attracted to you without your consent and that's the ride?
Yeah, I think we can leave it there. What do you think
speaking
about
of crazy things?
I know. Oh. What do you think about this?
Oh, of the attraction of the ride?
No. Of the next speed
of the next one.
Yeah, I think the next one.
Let me read the next one. Ben Platt, Benny Boo,
Ben Splat.
Ben Splat. He's gonna play 3 weeks at the new Palace Theater now that it's been lifted, starting May 28th through June 15th. And it's going to be directed Michael Arden. No, they physically lifted the building. Yeah. And this is going to be a part of him launching his new album, Honeymind. And I have listened to the new song, Andrew.
Yeah.
And I like it. It's different. Yeah. I like it. But here's my quick thought. What the heck? I mean, this is amazing, but also this is like really putting him closer and closer to walking in to, he's becoming the Rachel Berry of Broadway, where it's like, is he trying to be Liza Minnelli?
That's exactly, I was just, because Broadway.com posted a video of him and compared him to Liza Minnelli. So.
Well, I mean, I think that this is great. Obviously, Michael Arden, this is awesome. Will it be nominated next year for a special Tony? I don't know. Will it be eligible? Unsure. I find it interesting. Sorry, it sounded like there was a cricket in my room. I find it interesting that he's doing this over the course of like Tony weekend.
Yeah.
Right. Like this will be that time. So honestly, that's a strategic move, right? There are a lot of people who would be in New York. He'll already be there. People he loves and knows and support systems already on Broadway. He probably will attend the Tony Awards, I can imagine. So anyway, I think that that's strategic and I think that it's cool. But I also find it interesting that this is going to be the first thing that opens the Palace Theater.
Yeah. And we, comparing him more to Liza, like we talked about in our Nepo Babies episode, how him and Liza are basically maybe the two most well-known Nepo Babies
of
Broadway. Yeah. So I don't know. That's all
Broadway, especially. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. I love Ben Platt's first album. I think it's incredible.
I liked his second album.
Yeah, I liked it. I didn't love it. I think it was a good, interesting move for him. And I honestly think even like critics and or people audience, like people in general felt the same way. Like I don't think it got as big of a reaction as his first album did. I mean, maybe it did. Yeah, I don't know.
I agree.
But I wonder if this will be a blend of the two, which I find interesting. Is that Noah on the album cover? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
You can definitely tell it's Ben, but I'm like, is that Noah kissing your neck?
If it's not, fiance. Who is it?
Who dat? As we talked about last week, this came to fruition. I guess we're just fortune tellers. Illinois,
we have some good intel.
And what's crazy is Rachel got the theater exactly correct, which I guess is like
I heard through the grapevine, guys. It's not me. I did not know.
Illinois will transfer to Broadway at the St. James Theater for 16 weeks only, so limited run. Will it close early like Days of Wine and Roses? Opening on April 24th, 2 days, either 1 or 2 days before the Tony cutoff.
Before the cutoff, 2 days.
That's crazy town.
And Taylor said before recording, what would it be like if they came in and just took the best new musical?
I've heard it's beautiful. And a lot of it's told through dance. And Justin Peck is the director and choreographer who choreographed the most recent West Side Story movie. So very excited for them. And I hope it goes well. I want to know why it's called Illinois. That's what I want to know. What if it's Illinois and we're saying it wrong?
It's Illinois, right?
It is Illinois? I don't know. Because isn't that how Illinois is spelled, or am I wrong? Oh, no, it is Illinois.
It is, but with it has an E. No, yeah. Illinois, mm-hmm. I think it's a play on words.
Mm-hmm. Play on words. So it's set in Chicago.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We have literally so many things. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, just another show. Will there be one more?
No, there will. I can't deal with anymore. No more. No more shows. This Tony moment.
We did our spring theater preview like 2 months ago. Come on, people.
The thing was the spring. What's so funny is I reposted a few weeks ago when we didn't have an episode about our spring theater preview, and like half of those shows are not on anymore. Right. And I felt really bad because Rob Madge's, My Son's a Queer, But What Can You Do? Yeah. Didn't even go. Yeah. Which honestly, I want to go back and say that was such a good. I don't know why that happened. I'm so sorry that happened to everyone who was working on that production, but also like such a good move, such a good long-term move.
Yeah.
If we're playing chess, I think that was the right choice. Anyway, speaking of things that are cool, but are not happening on Broadway, but will happen in your neck of the woods, Dawn Stevenson and Kaden Brock will lead Back to the Future tour.
So exciting. The musical that also may win Best Musical this season. Cause it's
crazy. Different.
I
can't believe that was this season.
The Broadway season by storm. Yeah, I think this is coming near me. I can't remember. There's a whole bunch of shows that are coming near where I will be. And I can't remember if Back to the Future is one of them. However, Shucked is coming near me, and I'm very excited to see Shucked.
Yes.
And I think Shucked is coming to Nashville, so we both will be able to see
it. Is. Yeah. Yes, I have season tickets.
So. Is Back to the Future? I thought it was, right? Oh, no, it's not. Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I thought Back to the Future wasn't until 2025. They're not launching until 2025.
Maybe. I meant to listen to this, so I don't know if you did, but Idina Menzel, they released from the Redwood musical, they released the song Great Escape. And as we talked about a couple weeks ago, the photos look incredible from this show. But I meant to listen to this, just didn't get time to, but I hope to go and listen to it.
I haven't listened to it, and now I'm also backtracking. No, this summer is when Back to the Future tour starts.
That's what I thought.
I apologize to all working on that production. A year later. And it's not coming towards me, but it'll be in a few places near you, maybe, Tay.
Yeah. I want to say this next one because James Corden, my doppelganger, is what people say that I'm like James Corden, that I look like him, and Anna Maxwell are going to star in the Constituent. Is that how you say it?
Constituent.
Yeah. At the Old Victoria Theater, the Old Vic. And I just want to read some of the comments on Broadway World here because they got me LOLing. One of them says, "Why does James Corden do anything ever?"
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Someone said,
"So mean."
Is he really the best person available?
Not us or, dragging James. I feel bad, but also not to bully him, but also.
Are these really mugshots, WTF? the photos of the two, so funny. And then someone said, "I got scared. I thought this was going to be James Corden confirmed as Dr. Dillman in the Wicked movie."
No!
Oh my God.
That one.
So funny. There was one that I saw that I just could not stop laughing, but maybe it was the Dr. Dillman one.
That one is so good.
So good. Oh my gosh. Yeah, go on Broadway World's website and just look at these photos. I mean,
they do look like they're mad. They're pissed
off. Someone said mugshots. Yeah. They're mugshots. Yeah. This is very exciting. This next one is
so exciting.
Yeah. I'm not very surprised by it at all.
No, but it didn't happen during its original Broadway run. But Merrily We Roll Along recouped its investment finally for its current Broadway run. So
exciting. Yes. And they've been doing lots of press recently. The team
just went on
SiriusXM.
Seth Rudesky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Broadway with Seth Rudesky. Mm-hmm. Yeah, XM.
Yeah, SiriusXM. And then Josh Horowitz, who is he does stuff for MTV a lot, but he's gonna do a night with Lindsay and Daniel and Jonathan. So that's gonna be exciting.
That will be fun.
Interview with them. So yeah, look out for all those interviews. I'm just again, I think I can see a world where all three of them win Tonys this season. So
crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, but nothing crazier than this next bit of news. Go ahead, Tay.
Well, Jennifer Hudson, who I believe she was on the show, wasn't she? Wasn't she on the show?
I'm checking Wally.
Okay. Jennifer Hudson is now a producer of the Smash musical, which previous Tony winner, I believe she produced A Strange Loop and won a Tony for that. And she, I believe she was on the Smash show.
She was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She had a 3-episode arc playing Veronica Moore, who was a 2-time Tony Award winner.
Amazing.
And she sang the On Broadway song with Catherine McPhee.
Yeah, I remember now. So exciting. I think this means, as we said, the Smash musical is coming sooner rather than later. So
sooner next season. As in,
yeah.
As in immediately after the Tony Awards.
Yeah, or the summer. It could happen over the summer, but
yeah.
I feel like it's more of a fall. They're looking at more of a fall, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, we'll see. Mm-hmm. We're so excited because Water for Elephants opened this week or last week.
I'm recording this. It's today.
Today. So they haven't done their opening show yet, but yeah. We're super excited for them.
Yeah, and we've heard good things about it. So
I've heard great things, great things about it. So I'm excited for them.
As of right now, there is space for Water for Elephants and The Notebook to exist. So I've been looking at the grocery, so I wonder. Well, again, I keep thinking that Greg Gatsby's just going to eat everyone's lunch, and because the marketing is so good, and that, like I said, it's a brand, and they have stars. So
We'll see.
And then, of course, we got, I know, we'll see. We will see. We got pics and video of Limpika starting previews.
As a quick aside, we didn't just get videos. We got basically the whole show.
Yeah.
We got like 4 segments of like 10 minutes of the show press each. Videos. We got like 40 minutes of the show.
They posted these and people were like, is this a bootleg? Like, what is this?
And, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of the show.
It's wild. The set it looks great. Really cool. The set is amazing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if it wins best set, because that's like, I mean, I guess Water for Elephants could be cool, but I haven't seen anything from the set from that yet. But that set,
Water for Elephants choreography, technical things that look cool.
Yeah. That set is the first one. Actually, the Who's Tommy, which is also the other pictures that we got, that set is very cool.
Looks incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
We saw the pics of Who's Tommy, and immediately today I was like, I'm booking my tickets.
Yes, aren't you going to New York? Didn't we talk about this?
I am going to New York. I haven't officially established it, and I don't know what I'm seeing yet. So unless our listeners have a ticket they want me to take, I don't plan my trip.
All I ask you to see is The Notebook. That's all I want you to see, because I just want to know what it's like.
I want to see all of these shows, including The Outsiders.
Yes, The Outsiders also started previews, I believe.
I know, it did, yes.
Yeah, and maybe Greg Gatsby, because I'm just intrigued.
I'm intrigued by it all.
Yeah, and then pics of Enemy of the People. Of course, Jeremy Strong, the most intimidating like
actor of all time.
Yeah, he's
in this current space.
Yeah, the most current Daniel Day-Lewis actor right now. That does I think he's almost worse than Daniel Day-Lewis.
I watched a Cinderella story recently, and Carter, the best friend, he's a method actor anyway, and it's very funny to think about to think about Jeremy Strong.
I thought you were about to say Jeremy Strong is in a Cinderella story, and I got really excited. I
was like, whoa, that would be amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's our buzz from this week. Kind of a lot, not going to lie. I feel like we got some news the day of the recording of this, so it even added more. which is exciting.
True.
Now we move on to our March Musical Madness. Round two, we are going into our Sweet 16, I believe. Is that correct?
I think so.
Yeah. Wow. This is wild. For those that don't know, we are doing our song edition this year. Last year we did musicals. Next year, I don't know what
kind
we'll do.
Like,
you know,
official Broadway worlds.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what we'll do. I mean, every year we'll try and do something different. But I honestly, I mean, we can go back to just musicals. There's so many musicals that we can just go back to, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And then also last year, you guys weren't even a part of it. So maybe we'll just do the same musicals next year and then you guys vote on them and get a completely different answer.
I love that.
If you guys don't know, go back and listen to our first March Musical Madness. This year, I'm really leaning into the High School Musical of it all on all our posts.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, I just really
basketball.
Because of basketball. What else would it be? Because
I don't know. I just thought maybe because that's what you wanted.
Well, I was like trying to figure out the album art. I keep calling it album art every time.
We're dropping an album.
Yeah, the cover art, whatever, the Instagram art. And the social media art. And I was like, I should do something basketball. And then I was like, oh, there's that. I was trying to find a picture of Zac Efron in Scream, in the song Scream. But all the photos just weren't right, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, there's that. The very first image of High School Musical 3 is like sweaty Zac Efron. And so that's what I did. I did sweaty Zac Efron. Which we all love.
Which we love.
Yeah. We're going to get through four categories today and get through... Yeah, some of these I was very surprised about, and I think these pairings are fascinating because these are now pairings that Rachel and I did not decide. The other pairings we did. So now they're gonna go down to pairings that are even like they just keep windling down, which is the point of March Musical Madness. But it's just the end is gonna be very interesting. So
I can't wait to see.
Gonna start with maybe we should go backwards. Should we start with closer?
I love that. Let's start with closer.
Yeah, let's do it.
I write these down in case you're watching the video. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing.
Yes, if you are. We're gonna start with closers today. And our first pairing we're gonna do is Goodbye Until Tomorrow from the Last 5 Years versus Six from Six. Rachel, I'm gonna ask you every time, which one do you think won?
Six.
We have 60% of our listeners versus 40% chose Goodbye Until Tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
From the Last 5 Years, beating out those queens.
Honestly, this queens. Is what I would have picked, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would have, too. I like Six a lot, but I love the Last 5 Years.
This is such a good song. I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next, we have You Can't Stop the Beat from Hairspray versus Song of Purple Summer from Spring Awakening. Raquel, which one do you think they chose?
You Can't Stop the Beat.
You are correct. You Can't Stop the Beat won with 70% versus 30%.
Oh, wow.
70-30.
Wow. Okay.
This next one's pretty close. 56% versus 44%. And the choices are Children Will Listen from Into the Woods reprise or Tomorrow is a Latter Day.
Tomorrow is the Latter Day?
Nope. They chose Children Will Listen.
No. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that. Yeah. That feels like an upset.
I know. That is like the number one seed is Book of Mormon.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, really, the number one seed's in the other.
I just feel like Tomorrow's a Latter Day is such a good song. It's so catchy.
I know. It's like, because it's like the Grease, it's like a Grease song. It's like a Grease ripoff or whatever.
Yeah.
Homage, I guess, is the word I should use.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, ripoff.
Yeah. No, ripoff. We should call homages ripoffs now. They stole.
I'm just ripping you off. It's fine.
Duh. Duh.
Duh.
And then 80% versus 20%.
Oh, gosh.
Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story wins 80% against Being Alive from Company.
sad though, because that's a good song.
Yeah, Being Alive. I'm surprised it went on to the next round, but Being Alive is such a great song. Oh my gosh.
It's so good. Wow. How are you feeling? Okay, well, we'll come back to how we're feeling. We'll just go through the categories, then we'll come
back. We have a Sondheim from a closer, at least. Children Will Listen is going on to the next round.
True.
Next, we have Showstoppers. These are fascinating. Fascinating.
No, I'm so nervous.
Starting off, I'm going to start in the middle here. 13%.
Oh!
Versus 87%.
13 so low.
Mama Will Provide from Once on This Island at 13% versus On My Own.
Oh, that's so Lane sad. Mid, that's so
87%.
Good.
I told you On My Own would prevail. I told you. Again, like I said, the best song ever written.
But Mama Will Provide is so good.
Yeah, but again, like in the scheme of in the lexicon of musical theater, like Les Mis is like stands the test of time, and I think Once on This Island is just underrated.
Yeah, I want to know what Les Mis is going up against. So tell me what won the next one.
Maybe This Time versus Corner in the Sky. Maybe This Time, 85%.
Whoa!
Corner in the Sky, 15%.
Wow.
So I believe
On My Own, you know, maybe This Time.
You know, I think On My Own will be up against this one, which this is the most surprising to me. 33% Forget About the Boy versus She Used to Be Mine, 67%. She Used to Be Mine won over Forget About the Boy.
That's also an upset. Upset for sure.
Because to me, okay, I love She Used to Be Mine, and I think I would have put it more.
Forget
in the
About
ballad.
The Boy is a showstopper.
Yes, Forget About the Boy is a true showstopper. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And I guess so is Mama with Pride. So
forget about.
Yeah. So I think On My Own is gonna go up against She Used to Be Mine, which honestly is a good. Like, I don't even know what to choose there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's the last one in the Showstopper category?
So we have And I'm Telling You from Dreamgirls, 43% versus Independently Owned from Shucked at 57% of our listeners chose.
That's really close. That was too close.
Very, very.
But also,
very
at least close. We get some Alex Newell in here instead of. No, Alex. Okay. So
this will be, I guess, to recap too, I should say. So in the closers, Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story will go up against Children Will Listen. You Can't Stop the Beat will go up against Goodbye Until Tomorrow. I Will Never Rescue You from Last 5 Years. I know. Wow. Because You Can't Stop the Beat versus Six makes sense. But then, and Song of Purple Summer versus Goodbye Until Tomorrow makes sense. But then those two, I don't know who's going to win. Independently, in Showstoppers, Independently Owned is going to go up against Maybe This Time from Cabaret.
And Independently Owned from Shaq. That's going to be really hard.
And then On My Own versus She Used to Be Mine. On My Own from Les Mis and She Used to Be Mine from Waitress, which is maybe impossible.
Oh my gosh, that is crazy.
All right, now we're on to ballads. Ballads.
Ballads. Okay, I'm nervous. I've been nervous the whole time, though.
We have The Green Girl and the Pink Girl for Good coming in at 87% versus, which this is surprising a little bit. Maybe I'm wrong. Wait for It from Hamilton, 13%.
I think that 13%. Wait for It. This is how I feel about the other. Like, Wait for It isn't necessarily a true ballad.
Interesting.
I know that it is. It is in the context of that show.
I was like, yeah.
But it's not. But, like, if you were to say Burn, I wonder how this For Good versus Burn would have done. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's true. Or, like, Dear Theodosia, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting.
But also, the pink and green, the blood runs strong.
And For Good, I mean, I get it. For Good, I was just surprised because Hamilton is such a behemoth, but so is Wicked. So
every single fifth grade to eighth grade and high school graduation sang For Good for like 4 years.
Yeah, like 8 years. Going.
I bet. I wonder. Sorry, as an aside, I wonder how many karaoke tracks For Good has. Like how many different versions of the karaoke
a
track?
A bajillion. Yeah. We should do an episode and just do karaoke, and Rachel and I can just sing. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say just do karaoke tracks. Like, talk about karaoke tracks. No, you said we're going to do karaoke.
Yeah, just do karaoke. We'll actually just go to a bar and record us drunk singing For Good.
Coming from you, that's a lot.
With my non-alcoholic beer.
Exactly. That's what I meant.
For Good going up against with 54% versus 46% winning out there from Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Wins
with 54% versus Somewhere Over the Rainbow from Wizard of Oz, which is surprising to me. Because Wizard of Oz is such, I mean, I think
that's
out there is a better song, but And what is this if not, what's the better song?
So those two are going up against each other now. For Good and Out
There. Versus Out There.
Okay. All right.
This may be the biggest gap that we've had in this competition.
You said 30 earlier. This is bigger.
92% versus 8%.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
Bring Him Home wins it. Brings the song home 92% versus Send in the Clowns with 8% from Little Night Music.
That was sad. Yeah. That was sad. A Little Night Music, guys. Mm-hmm. Come on.
The Clowns are taking its final bow. And they are
also, I told Taylor, I think A Little Night Music is coming to Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And last but not least, we have Fit winning at 57%. Versus 43%, which it was 50-50 for a while, and then it must have changed. Okay. So What I Did for Love from A Chorus Line beats out Alone in the Universe from Seussical.
No way!
Yeah.
No way! Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. That's shocking.
What We Did for Love.
I mean, I don't think that that's a bad song. I'm just pretty shocked by that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So that will go up against
Bring Him Home. LOL. LOL.
Yeah. LOL. I think in some of these openers, Rachel will be disappointed in some of them. So I just want to set that expectation here right off the bat.
Drinks water, cries.
Winning at 63% versus 37%. We have, oh my God, you guys. Winning versus In the Heights, which again is a little surprising. I guess that shows the power of Elle Woods and Bruiser.
I think it's such a good song.
Yeah.
If there was any song, that song is the song. You know what I mean? From that show.
Yeah. And I said I thought that, oh my God, you guys were going to go on to the final round. So,
yeah. It's crazy. Crazy days.
Bikini Bottom Day from SpongeBob versus We Dance from Once on This Island.
It's a lose for me either way, to be honest.
We Dance beats out Bikini Bottom Day at 53% versus 47%. I feel like one more vote and it would have won. I know.
Bikini Bottom Day. Okay.
Bikini Bottom Day.
Yeah, exactly. Taylor's in the right key.
53% versus 47%. Yes. Any Dream Will Do beats out Road to Hell from Hadestown. I almost said you're in town.
That's so funny though. But also like it's so catchy. When you start thinking about that song, you're like da 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 da.
I close my eyes. Yeah.
Da 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 da. Yeah, it's so good.
Well, Rachel and I were in Joseph together, so.
It's also a bajillionly long song. It's like 9 years long.
I feel like did we hang out a lot during Joseph and even though we were in it together? Why don't I not remember this?
I don't remember hanging out with you a lot, but I hung out with your sister a lot.
Yes, you did. I must have just been not a good friend, and I was.
And our friend. And our friend. Well, the boys were always on stage.
True.
That's true.
And I got my rock solo.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
No.
I said, hey, Joseph, you're not dreaming yet. Because I felt bad.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Right after close every door to me.
Because they felt bad that I didn't get a brother. So they gave me that soul. You know. Yeah. So anyway, Joseph, stories
but
from.
But that song is actually only 4 minutes long, 3 minutes and 53 seconds, which is surprising because it feels like.
Road to Hell is like seven, right?
I know. It's a long one.
Yeah.
Okay. So Oh My God, You Guys is going up against We Dance?
Correct. I feel like Oh My God, You Guys versus Bikini Bottom Day would have been a great pairing, but it's so now good. It's going they up would have been
similar. Okay, and Any Dream Will Do is going to go up against what?
It's going to go up against either Arabian Nights or the whole Being Dead thing. Arabian Nights.
I'm going to be so mad. Taylor, I can't. Am I about to be so mad?
Arabian Nights, 44% versus the whole Being Dead thing, 56%. Okay. I thought you wanted Arabian Nights.
No, not over the whole Being Dead thing.
I don't know. I talked about how I loved Maybe last week and I wanted Maybe to go through, but for me,
I know.
You know, so yeah, these pairings are kind of all over the place in my opinion.
This is crazy. What do you think is going to happen now?
I don't even know. I mean, I think as far as big. I think Bring Him Home might go all the way on to the end because of how big of a gap that was between Send in the Clowns.
But Out There is, and For Good. Oh no, For Good's gonna beat out There. Wait, let's just go. Yeah. Let's go through the pairs and see what we think's gonna happen. Let's start at the closer. So Goodbye Until Tomorrow and You Can't Stop the Beat. What do you think's gonna happen?
I think You Can't Stop the Beat's gonna win for that. Yeah.
And then Children Will Listen and Who Lives, Who Dies is Who Lives.
I think Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story.
Okay. Yeah. For Good and Out There. For Good's going to freaking. Oh, I'm so mad.
Yeah, For Good's going to beat that. It's too monumental. As much as I love Out There.
And then Bring Him Home, obviously.
Yeah, versus What I Did for Love. I think we could see an upset, but that would be a big upset. That's like that first seed versus underdog. Yeah.
Huge.
And then independently owned.
Okay, so and then Maybe This Time versus independently owned, right?
I think independently owned will win. Yeah.
And then On My Own.
And On My Own is, I don't know because those are two heavy hitters.
It's just going to depend on who votes that day, I guess. Yeah. Do you think Any Dream Will Do is going to beat out the whole Being Dead thing?
I don't know. Because they both have kind of the whole Being Dead thing. Well, this time was close, but
the whole Being Dead thing is a better song. Like when you think about like how hard that orchestration, like not like how hard it was to put all that together, the lyrics, the different vibes. Like if the whole Being Dead thing was going up against the Joseph Megamix, I can understand.
Yeah.
But Any Dream Will Do is one component of Joseph, and the whole Being Dead thing is like the big, it's the big song. If Oh My God, You Guys and the whole Being Dead thing are what end up in the final to move on, that's crazy. That's what I think.
That is crazy. Yeah. Well, and then I think Oh My God, You Guys is going to win if it is Oh My God, You Guys versus Any Dream Will Do, then it's obvious that Oh My God, You Guys will win.
Right.
But.
With the whole Being Dead thing, that would be hard.
Yeah.
And On My Own versus independently owned, and For Good versus Bring Him Home, and You Can't Stop the Beat versus Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Her Story. It's too much.
It's also, first of all of these are great songs. I'm glad people have put it. I mean, we chose good songs, first of all.
What I hope is that people do that and then they immediately go and listen to these songs.
Yes, we do have a playlist. Or no, we don't have a playlist, but will.
No, but we should. Playlist. We will right now.
We had one for our character couples, but we will make one
right now.
Yeah, Rachel's going to make one right now. I don't know why my brain thought we made one, but.
I love that. I don't know what you were going to say. I thought you were going to say bracket, and I went right with you.
We do have a bracket. What I love is that there's a variety of like older shows, newer shows. Which we tried to do, but I love that it's not just like the newer shows winning. Because even Wicked, which feels like a newer show, It's over, it's 20 years old. Like, that's a, that's crazy. And then Les Mis is, they're over 30. And then, you know, and then we have Chorus Line, which is like 40 at least, I think. So, kind of crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And just a variety of like different types of songs and things like that. I love it. I love that you guys are voting in these. It. So much fun. I love revealing them to Rachel every week.
I know, because I don't know. It's kind of like, it's kind of like a, it's kind of like a, what do we call it? A deep dive.
A surprise. Oh, it's its own deep dive? Yeah.
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 That's how it feels, because it's a surprise.
True. Go, today will be the first day of the next round voting. So go and vote. It will end on Thursday this week, so we will have each day you guys can vote for the songs that go on to the Elite Eight.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do it. Vote. Prove us wrong or prove us right.
True. It's true. Oh, Rachel, thank you for having this one chump.
Thank you
for having this March Musical Madness, and we will see you guys in the Elite Eight.
In the Elite Eight. We'll see you. I'm putting the playlist together as we speak, so it's out. Yeah. It's already out. It's happening.
Love it. All right, Rachel, let's talk about our character of the week.
Let's do it. This Woo-hoo. Is the segment. Yeah, I think we need a little jazz moment. Okay, anyway.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Character of the week. That's it. That's all right.
Yeah. And then snaps. Wait, that piece of paper, you know, that makes that sound? I love that. It's like sheet metal.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. This has turned into just Foley.
Anywho, this is... This is a segment where Taylor and I talk about what we, well, not talk about, but we think about what we've been feeling, what we've been doing, what we've been mm-hmm. seeing, the kissing babies, taking photos on our little parade. Yeah,
we're running for president, Rachel and I.
We are, secretly. Yeah. We're the secret ballot. And anyway, but we think about that. We think about what we've done, and then we scour the theater universe for a character or a show a song or something that reminds us of the same thoughts, feelings, and vibes.
That's right. And we would also love to hear your thoughts on all the wicked photos in the Vanity Fair expose.
Please.
Lots of thoughts there. And your thoughts on Illinois transferring to Broadway so quickly.
Wow.
Our friend Jonathan Hogue, friend of the show, saw it the other night and said it was breathtaking, so that's exciting. And then your thoughts, of course, on where this the heck this March Musical Madness is going to go for our song edition this year. So comment on our social media pages. Of course, tell us your character of the week, and you will get a shout out on a future episode. Guys, if you comment on our character of the week, we will shout you out. So please do so. Rachel, would you like to hear my character?
Tell me, Taylor, who are you?
This week, as Rachel knows, I got some pretty big news in my life. Mm-hmm. My wife is going to officially become a surgical resident, which is very exciting. She got matched into surgical residency. For people that don't know the process, it's basically a computerized system that matches you. It's very similar like the military, like you just kind of rank your list and then they send you anywhere. Anyway, and because of that, we are officially moving to North Carolina. So if you're anywhere near North Carolina, hit me up in the area. I know it's a big state, Ooh. But you know, near Raleigh is where I'm going to say, just kind of near that area. Mm-hmm. If you're, that's where I'm going to try and go see some touring shows. Theater. Anyway, and because of that, this week I am breaking the rules and I'm becoming a whole musical. And that's right, because I am moving, I am the Billy Joel musical moving on out.
That's amazing.
Moving on out. Yeah, moving
that's
out.
That's amazing.
That's how good. I'm feeling. Like, there's lots of other thoughts and feelings, but that's of course, we are moving.
That's where we are. Months,
so, and hopefully, we will have an extra bedroom, which will basically be a podcast recording studio.
Heyo.
Heyo.
Rachel. Welcome to my podcast studio.
Yeah, that's right. Rachel, who is your character this week?
This week, I also got some personal news in a variety. Actually, I got many a personal news this week. But one pertains to my professional life, which I'm excited to eventually share when it feels appropriate. But in this moment, I'm in between what I was doing, which I'm still currently doing, and what I'm future me is going to be doing. And that, I just feel like the last few months have been a lot of like me trying to advocate for things within the workplace that just weren't happening and that I really wanted to happen. Mm-hmm. And that reminds me, but I think last week that I was on my power ballad, the end of act one was happening and now act two. So I'm in act two of my life, but also metaphorically and in reality. But that reminds me of one character who was fighting and he didn't know he was fighting. And then he was like, you know what? I'm going to be the person who brings these people together. And he needed some outside help from a woman, of course, in the musical production, the stage musical production. But anyway, and he was fighting and he fought for what he believed in and things changed and he changed along the way. And that's what the real story is about. Not that the other people changed, but he himself changed. And that's right. This week I am Jack Kelly from Newsies.
Oh, wow. I was like, where is this going? I couldn't figure out where you were heading for this. Oh my god.
Because I realized in the movie musical it's an older man reporter, not a girl.
Right.
But that's amazing. Yeah, Jack Kelly.
From Jeremy Jordan goes from Jack Kelly to Jay Gatsby. So wow.
What a transformation.
Transformation. Exactly. I love that so much. If you guys would like to join in on our discussion, check us out at theaternerdpod.com, or you can also find us on Instagram and Threads at theaternerdpod and on Facebook at theaternerdpodcast.
Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next week.